Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir!
Make the choice today. Who's gonna serve?
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi live coming to you right from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say hello to my old friends. What's up, Habari Ghani? And to my new friends, come right in and have a seat. You're definitely welcome here this evening. And we're glad to have you here on this Sunday. This is our segment on women and treatment, aromatherapy for the hair and skin. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about this segment for the past month, and we're now embarking upon our last 2 weeks of the month that we're going to be talking about aromatherapy and women in treatment. I want you to know, women, that it's not just about the exterior aesthetics of the treatment that we're concerned with. We're concerned with the whole mind, body, soul, and spirit. We're so concerned that we are going to talk to a specialist on tomorrow Dr. Paul Hanna has agreed to be our guest, and we will be talking to him up front and close, and along with some of his other constituents that might be joining us tomorrow as well. We will be talking about the psychological disorders in the African-American race and how we must look at the treatment plan differently for them. And I anxiously wanted him to be a part of this show, to discuss how different our treatment plan is than any other race of people and how we have got to look at exercising the sarcopsepsis, which is not a form of undermining someone with psychology, but a form of looking at all aspects of psychological treatment plan. Dr. Paul Hanna is an expert in all aspects of being an MD, as well as being a naturopathic holistic doctor who believes in other alternative methods for treatment. I firsthand, he has treated people in my family, which I plan to thank him personally on the air for such a job well done. And Dr. Paul Hanna has been very well appreciated here in Indiana. However, we want to make sure more people know about his practice and the kind of work he does. So we're featuring him here on our show so that more people that are in the audience who are of African descent in melanin-enriched people who are looking for psychological counseling as well as therapeutic method. He does acupuncture as well. And that's going to be a treat for tomorrow. Now, we've also invited some other guests this evening to join us. I don't know if they'll be able to join us coming out of Las Vegas. The gentleman will be talking about looking at our new communication with email conferencing. And we're going to be talking about that tomorrow with Dr. Hanna as well, the benefits of using marketing strategies with email conferencing. It is the newest trend, ladies and gentlemen, and because we're so much into technology and the smartphones and understanding how we can use the tablet to manage our lives as if we are now trying to eliminate the paper trail and go strictly with paperless societies. We are going to be talking with a gentleman by the name of Clarence Monte tomorrow, who is going to introduce Dr. Paul Hanna to the benefits of marketing his business with using paperless email conferencing. And this is a new aspect that has come on the scene, and wowee, are we going to be so pleased to hear about this new product and how we cell phone users can get into gear by using our smartphones and tablets to help us send a message that is with us talking instead of writing and pushing so much paper. And we're going to introduce that product to you tomorrow as well. And one of our guests had agreed to be on this evening. I don't know if we caught him in time coming out of Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken. He might join us and he might not, to give a preloan. If not, we'll see Clarence Monte tomorrow, who will be giving that feature along with Dr. Paul Hanna. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's segment. Tomorrow's segment will be on at 5 o'clock, ladies. So mark your calendar. It will not be on at the regular feature time of 10:30. We moved our schedule back because I had so much going on in my life, and I had to change some things around because Omi's been extending herself to family. And family, you know how family do. They always have things that come up, so you're out running around like a taxi cab. I decided to put some brakes on it, ladies and gentlemen, and back up, put it in reverse, and get geared up for what Omi has to do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's very important that we get back to business of talking about what ails women and how we can help those women. Because I have worked in the capacity of therapeutic work for women in treatment and counseling and alcohol and other drugs, I've had a caseload, ladies and gentlemen, so I know that women have more than just aesthetic problems. They have many other problems. However, we are not featuring the treatment aspect of alcohol and other drugs here today. We are talking about the skin and the hair. Now, we talked a little bit about hair before, as we gave a few features and body things that you can do. But today we're going to talk about how essential oils can help that eczema that you can't get rid of, that acne that won't seem to go away. We're going to talk about how we can use essential oils to actually help us with our body odor and natural germ buster with the essential oils. And is there anything for that scar on your face that you can't seem to get to clear up? We're going to talk about relief for the rashes that we get sometimes on our body, the dermatologist types of problems, and first aid for the boils, and also for warts that might be on your body. And what do we do for that dandruff that just won't seem to go away? You use essential oils, and they have been made specifically for that. Our skin, our body is a big part of our skin and our hair. They all go together. And when you're looking for relief, you definitely want to make sure you're using something that's effective for that dryness in the skin. And you definitely want to use the proper things that will give you elasticity and moisture. And to soften that aging skin, you want to look towards essential oils as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat this evening. And Omi's going to bring it to you firsthand here on the Kara Reed Show. We are a consumer and family science show, and we feature mind, body, soul, and spirit. And I know that there's some people out there that need to hear something about the holistic naturopathic medicine and how we can cure that dry hair, dry skin holistically. So if you are ready, get geared up and come with me as we take our station identification, and we'll be right back in the air. We will meet you in the atmosphere as we go over to the Talking Care Room. Stay tuned. I want to get everybody lined up. We haven't seen you in a while. And because we don't know our Fridays from our Sundays, we're just going to get ready for that low-down, dirty dozen dancing. Why don't you line up so we can get our thing together? All right.
Take it back. If you can't take it, give me, take it. Yeah.
right, folks. I hope you had a chance to shake your shimmy like I took mine. Men, you always be ready to shake down your shimmy, too. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for that little refreshing dance. Exercising is good for our soul, ladies and gentlemen. And don't go judging me, because we're African people, and we have to make sure we communicate in song and dance. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you join me over in the Talking Care Room so we can now fellowship with brothers and sisters by lifting up God's name and paying homage to Oludulamare, the African god of this race, and our prophet, Oromola, the royal Oromola, whose hair is like wool skin and feet are like brass. What other man could that be than a black African man? Why don't we admit it? Let's come out of this sanction of being insanely looking at the wrong person calling him Jesus, when in fact the Bible gives us a description of who Jesus was and still is, because I can see Jesus through every black man that there is on this universe. There is no other human being that he could be other than a melanin-enriched black man with woolly hair and brass feet with those beautiful biceps rolling all over his arm. He had to be a black man. Aren't we glad today that we have a black prophet that we can acknowledge as a Oromola, that we're not confused? We are not worshiping outside of ourselves. And ladies and gentlemen, if you worship anything outside of yourself that doesn't look like your black self, then you are totally insane. You have lost your ever-loving mind. Why don't you gain your mind back and realize that there is a name for God, Oludulamare, the African God, the only God that there was, the one that had no mother, no father, the one that had no nearest kin. No, we're not kin to him. He created himself. He has no known relatives. Ladies and gentlemen, he has to be the honorable, the magnificent, the great, the beloved black African God of this universe who created each and every one of us. Yes, he is combustible. He's omnipresent, omniconscious, and he will be full of fire and burn up someone who thinks that they can get to glory by skipping in to talk to God. No, he has left with you three manifestations of God, and those manifestations of God are the only ones that you will be communicating with. Because the God of this universe who created the universe, you will not have any interaction with him, because he's combustible. He's full of energy and flame. You cannot converse with him. Maybe you understand what I mean now. However, he has left Ori to be on your head. Ori is the one that you can communicate. Call on Ori. And if you are to give thanks to someone, give thanks to Ori. Right now, we'd like to give thanks to the Honorable Oludulamare, the African father and God of this universe who created us. We say, Oludulamare, you are magnificent in all your ways. Thank you for creating such a beautiful universe and creating the uniqueness in each and every one of us. We thank you, Oludulamare, that you have left us to have full control over this earth and to have omnipresent and omniconscious. Whatsoever is above is below. You have given us the authority. Now we must understand that we do not have control because we have not taken control. We have been given dominion. Let us be mindful of the fact that dominion means that you rule. You have authority to speak a thing into existence and call things into being. You have authority to decree a thing. We thank you, Oludulamare, that you've left us with our dignity, even though you saw us putrefied in our own ways. You saw fit to come and to rapture us and bring us out of our state of darkness. Now help us to wake up, Oludulamare. Many of us are still asleep and slumbering in our own drunkenness. Help us to come to our senses and to know who we are. How did we forget, Oludulamare? How is it that we are still anesthetized? Help us to come into consciousness and wake us so that we will be able to speak things that be not as though they were. We give you homage. give you all the praise and honor. You are certainly welcome, and we are going to acknowledge who you are, no matter who's offended by it. It's time for telling the truth. It's time for the word to go forth, and not a story, but the word. Folks, I want you to know that we can no longer perpetuate over what is true and what we believe. We are dealing with factual information which can be documented. If you cannot document your God in high places and trace him back to his inevitable inception, then you are worshiping a false God. Those of you who think it might be strange that we're acknowledging ourselves here today, calling out the blackness in each one of our gods and our prophets, you must be out of your ever-loving mind, because it is foolish for us not to understand that if we do not worship our ancestors, we have to be a damn fool. Our ancestors are the closest thing to God. The only reason why we came is that they have lived, and on behalf of them living, we now live. So take your proper places as we pour the libation in honor of our ancestors. Our ancestors would be remorse if we did not call their names on a regular basis and acknowledge who they are. We know that they lived for us, and they passed the middle passage, and they went through the deep rivers and oceans to get back to us. And we are going to pay homage to them today by pouring libation. And we want to acknowledge Oladulamare, so we pour libations to Oladulamare today. I pour libations to Oladulamare. And I say, I say. I pour libation to Oromala, our African prophet, and I say, I say. I pour libations to my father's spirit, that he might drink well and thirst no more. I say libation, Father. I pour libation to my mother's spirit, and I say, Mother, drink well, and may you be nourished. I pour libations to the ground, that where the water falls, it will take root, and the words that I say will spring up in the hearts of our children, and they will begin to grow, and some will come and water it, but God will give the increase. Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, O north, come forth. Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I call for that south wind to come forth and to bring with it the joy of a sunshiny day. I pour libations to the east, and I say, O east, let your sun shine. I pour libations to the west, and I say, go west, young man, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for going on this talking care walk with us. This journey is very important that you participate and be a part of this ritual. Now, into every household that is present here today, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight of Oladulamare. Oladulamare, please bless every household that is present here today. May you give them the desires of their heart. May the wombs of the women be blessed, and they will bring children to full maturation. May the men in the house have jobs and have work to do at the sweat of their brows. May they stay with their women, and may they protect them, and may they give them coverage. And may the women take what they give, multiply it, press down together, running over in their bosoms, and may they have abundance. And to every child that is represented here, may they forevermore have ears to hear what their parents have to say. May they forevermore be open to consciousness and right learning and understanding. I speak to my children out there that may they have a mentor and listen, and may someone be sent to guide and direct them in my absence. And may they forevermore be willing to accept guidance, and may the guidance prove to be blessed in their life. We pray for every household that there's meat in their house. We pray that there is finances and abundant need richness is not only money, that it may be richness in their voice, in their speeches, and in their lifestyle. May they not be lacking anything, because we know we can't sub anything when we are heirs of a throne. May we realize that because we are heirs of a throne, we have abundance. And what we have, we need not have to ask for. If you have abundance, you only need to walk in that abundance. Help us to walk in that abundance and know that we're already rich and that we have what we say. And because we have authority to be the gods today, we speak the Godheads into existence, and may the Godheads stand up in their proper places and stop playing second fiddle in this lifetime and function as the gods once did when they walked this earth. And when we take position where we have been called to be, things will ordinarily straighten out on their own. Economics will line up. Women's wombs will give out and give in again. Children will be ready to listen to parents again. The schoolhouse doors will be open for learning. And the men will go back to the jobs on the railroad. And those women will cry out for their lovers, and their lovers will come. When the time is right, we need not cry out for what we already have. We only need to step into position, and things will line up to what the Lord has given us. We must understand that down here on this earth is a microcosm of what is a macrocosm in the heavens. Now, whatsoever is above, let it be here below. Let heaven come down here on earth, and let us walk in the counsels of the gods. So be it, so let it be done. Thank you so very much, family, for listening to the sound of my voice, and may your households be blessed, and may you be given favor down to the thousandth generation. And those of you who curse God and who do not love God, may you be cursed down to the thousandth generation. Thank you so much, family, for acknowledging that there is a God and that we know who the real God is, and we are not confused. We're not out of our minds. We're getting in our right frame of mind, and sometimes you have to get those other folks out of your mind so you will know who to serve. My question is, now, who are you going to serve? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Come on now. This brother here is Micah Nelson, my personal friend, bringing it to you kind of proper, like telling you who he's going to serve. My question is, who are you going to serve? Go ahead on, Micah Nelson.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Make the choice today. Who you going to serve?
Into our topic, aromatherapy treatments for the skin and the hair. Now, I'm reading from the aromatherapy book, A Lifetime Guide to Healing and Essential Oils by Valerie Cooksley. You can purchase that book at any health food store, or you can Google that book. Now, according to what Valerie says here, she's talking about the overview of the ingrementary system. And that is part of the skin. Besides being our largest sensory organ and the body covering to the skin, the most diverse part of the body is noticeable by the organs. However, our skin also possesses the ability for us to see into the endocrine system to determine how healthy the body is by looking at the exterior portion of our skin, which is the largest aspect of our organs. Our skin, not only your face, but your arms, your legs, to look at it to determine if there are marks of indication of aging, marks that might be of rashes, eczema, acne. We can look at those things atopically to determine if we are well or if there is something physical going on inside of the organs. Usually, if the dryness is depicting itself in our skin, then we know that there might be a dehydration problem. These essential oils are so very well sought after for the atopic skin, ladies. And we talked a little bit about the ability to create a potion for your hair. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you don't have your essential oils, you can substitute with the virgin olive oil. That's right. So if you have those things, you can use that for your skin atopically as well as your hair. Remember that your skin and your scalp are basically the same skin that you're in. What you're treating is the scalp and not necessarily the hair. You will have time to medicate the hair and use emollients to moisten the hair, but if you're doing the atopic skin, you want to give the scalp a treatment as well. So you want to understand that those things we talked about, like eczema, you will usually see eczema with a triad of having asthma as well. Some people have asthma and they experience the eczema simultaneously with the skin problem. And you might find that with essential oils, rosemary is a very, very excellent choice of oils to use that can be very beneficial, and it has to be cut and used with other emollients. You do not use that 100% gray. But there are other things like frankincense and various different oils that you might want to use as an infusion in your house. That way the emollients can still get in the skin through you inhaling them. They will go through the olfactory system, and you will breathe it in and consequently get into the skin. But if you have such an atopic problem that you need to put the emollient oil on top of the skin, don't hesitate to talk to your aromatherapist, and you can personally look at your olive oil and use that and won't find that there's any problem because it's not 100% great. I want you to understand that we have to cover up our heels and put oil there and put socks on, and as well as the hands. Now, if you're experiencing some problem with the babies having rashes and you don't know where it's coming from, the first thing you want to do is make sure that the bacteria level of that baby's bottom is clean. So cleansing is a great way of starting and making sure that the area that you're going to treat the oil with has been thoroughly cleansed of the bacteria. Bacteria is what holds growth and will bring about infection. When the body is not washed properly, bacteria will begin to grow. Now, as I told you before, there are some healthy bacteria that we position in our lower intestines. Now, one thing I didn't tell you about the intestines that day I wanted to tell you was that the intestines of an African all over the diaspora compared to the intestines of an African-American is the same after 2,000 years, ladies and gentlemen. If you spilled your guts in the streets as an African-American person and an African from the diaspora came here and spilled his guts, they wouldn't know one from the other. The content of our organs are the same. And we require a certain diet. Now, if you're eating the wrong food, your skin will depict problems if you're eating foods that's dehydrating your body. You could be drinking well over 2 or 3 Pepsis a day and still be dehydrated because you're not getting the moisture in your body. With 70% of your body being water, you have to take in pure H2O, not beverages that are made from sweet juices and drinks. Those are the things that causes our glucose level to go up, causing us to have pre-onset diabetes and causing the kidneys to have to overwork. I'm talking about water that will wash the system and give it the 70% that it needs to keep you functioning properly and moistened. Now, we have acne. Some of us younger people have acne. They say when you get over puberty, a certain age, you don't have acne anymore. But you must treat acne. And don't worry that the essential oil is greasy. It might appear to be greasy, but we're dealing with an emollient that will function as an antiseptic that will cleanse it. All essential oils are antiseptics. Let me give you a little story. At one time, over in Egypt, when the thieves went in, they had to create a potion because they were afraid that with all the diseases that were out there, they needed to have these oils to create an antibody product. And essential oils are natural antibodies, and they have natural abilities to heal any type of septic problem. Therefore, these oils are very well accepted, like lavender, for any atopic skin problem in the hospital. They're used for antiseptics as well. Now, ladies, I don't want you to be too shy about understanding that sometimes if we are shaving our body parts, we want those areas to be smooth. And I don't care if it's in the crevices area, you're going to have to use some emollients and oils to keep that area softened. It's very important for beautiful women to not only have soft and subtle skin, but soft hair as well. So what you do in conditioning your skin, you should also do to your scalp, and then look at moistening conditions to moisturize the hair, and then one with protein to make the hair strong. So you don't want to put all that conditioning to soften it, and you have weak and limp hair and no protein. The protein has to be placed back in the hair as well. Now, I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking on this topic because we have already talked about various different composites that you could create for moisture in the hair. We've even talked about re-moisturizing the hair to keep it strong and subtle. What I want you to do is find your aromatherapist and talk to your aromatherapist about the oils that you could take home and put in your fusion and that you can use. And I want you to make sure you are emulsifying the air with an effusion apparatus to make sure the oil is going into a diffuser so you inhale it. And when you inhale it, you are being safe instead of putting it directly on your skin, which could cause some side effects if you're using full strength and the wrong one. And essential oils are not perfumes. And I didn't say go buy perfumes and put them on. You must have 100% grade of essential oils. Ladies, I know that there's much more I can tell you, but because of the time will not allow me to give you everything on this topic. But I want you to know that those beautiful queens out there must understand that in order to take this olfactory system, which is dealing with our ear, we can use our bodies to heal ourselves through working through the olfactory through the ear. And that will get into the crevices, into our bodies. So some of your aromatherapists will recommend that you do the treatment in the ear, but you don't do it on your own. But you can work with the atopic oils, but you have to go in, buy the books, read up on the oils to find out which ones you can use that you won't cause any serious rashes, because you can do just as much effect with this by using it atopically 100%, causing your skin to burn. Now, I want you to understand we don't have to have dry skin anymore. We can brush off and exfoliate all the dead skin before we get in the shower with a brush. There are special brushes you can buy for the body to brush off all the dead skin. You must get the dead skin off your heels. There's simply no two ways about it. You can't put this oil on top of those rusty, crusty heels, and it won't absorb it unless you exfoliate and take off the dead skin. That's why it's important to use toners to cleanse that bacteria by using stuff that is exfoliating and non-alcoholic so it won't leave a tingling effect behind. It's very important that you understand that bathing is very good. It works with clearing the mind. Sometimes you have to get in the tub to bathe with oils in there and let the oils linger on your body. Now, if you're not a bather and you only shower, remember that you will have to do a very good job of scrubbing. And there are also good salts that you could put in the water that will help you defoliate the dead skin. So when you put the oil on top of your skin, you rub the oil in so that it goes into the body. Remember that we're dealing with the largest organ of the body is your skin. And you might want to layer that with the actual oil and then the powder to go on top to seal it. But we want to be smelling like a factory, but not with putrefied smells. We want to be very, very attractive in our aroma and not overdoing it with too much. Sometimes less is better, ladies. And let's make sure that we're beautifying ourselves so that our oil is lingering behind but not overbearing. It's very important that you understand that our bodies have essential oils that we're required to use. There are some oils that you do not want to use that will cause you to have clogged arteries, but they're the good oils, essential fatty acids, evening primrose oil, and borage oil. These oils are oils that will not clog the arteries up. And it's very important for you to know that a treatment plan, you need to set up one from your aromatherapy. And we definitely want you to make sure that aromatherapy will give you the recommendation of the oils you should be using, and you use them sparingly like a therapeutic treatment. And that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, a therapeutic treatment. I don't know about you, but we got to get ready because we got to get ready to go take this train. I don't want to miss this train. I'm getting ready to go. Are you ready? Let's go.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag.